Okay, good evening. ברשות השקוילים, ברשות לפעמים וחכמים. I would like to start with a very classic question, basically. Question that can happen to all of us. Friday morning or Friday afternoon, you were with your cell phone and you forget your cell phone, you put it on top of your bed. You're coming back from shul, La Shabbat, and then you find that the cell phone is on top of the bed. That's a classic question. And the question will be if it's permissible to move it, and if there is, what are the ways that it's going to be mutar to move it? Now, before we start the sugya, there is a very important point that we have to clarify. All this concept of tiltul min atzad, if it's mutar or if it's asur, applies when there is no problem of basis. On mukse, we have the isur of basis. What is basis? I have the mukse that is on top of an item. Let's say I put, on purpose, I put my cell phone on a plate and I want the cell phone to be there the whole entire Shabbat. So the plate became the basis. Basis adavar asur. And basis adavar asur automatically is becoming also mukse. And here you cannot, try to pick up a little bit the plate and to let fall the cell phone. Doesn't apply. Once there is basis, you cannot touch the item. Over here we're talking, the whole sugya of the tiltul min atzad is when there is no basis. Example, I forgot and I put it over there. Or someone put it in my object. The concept of basis applies only if you did it on purpose. But if someone did it in your item, there is no... no point of basis. So we're going to start the sugya very quick. We don't have too much time. So basically, Tosfot in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet, Tosfot writes the following sheila. There is a stira, there is a contradiction in the Gemarot. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet speaks about met. There is a dleka, there is a fire in the house. There is a dead body, we have to take out the dead body. Machlok et anakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. And the Gemara writes halacha kivyachol. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, that it's mutar to carry the mat with the bed. This is tiltul min atzad. But the Gemara writes that the reason why it's mutar, it's not because tiltul min atzad is permissible, but it's because how is the lashon over there? Adam bahul al meto. A person is is having a certain type of feeling in this dead body, so he doesn't want his dead body to get burned, and that's why Chachamim allowed it to do it. But originally, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Akish, it will be asur to carry tiltul min atzad. This is the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. Tosfot brings few other Gemarot. One of them is the Gemara Daf Kuf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there writes regarding I think in English it's called fig, teina. Right? A fig that you have straw on top of it. So if it's totally covered by the straw, Tanakama says, it's a sword, you cannot take it out. You're going to touch the mukze. Comes Rabbi Elazar ben Tedai, and he says, if you take a stick and you pinch the fig, you take it out, it's permissible. Why? Says the Gemara. Because this is called Tiltul min atzad, and it's sort of Devar HaMutar, it's allowed it. This is the stira that Tosfot is asking. Tosfot answers, and I believe you learn it. Tosfot answers, Amari. Here we're talking all the isur of carrying the tiltul min atzad is when you're carrying it litzorech davar asur for the need of the thing that is mukze. But when there is litzorech davar mutar, like over here, that you want the fig, the fruit, over here it will be permissible to move it. This is a basic Tosfot that you learn, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yudar Seifchet. That's how is posek alacha lemaaseh. And the question will be, what is the svara behind this? Why tiltul min atzad lezorech davar hamutar is permissible? You're carrying mukze. What do I care if you're taking another item and you're picking up? At the end of the day, you're carrying mukze. What is the svara? So there is two sides. They call it the Chakira to understand this this halacha. Or we can say that the reason why it's permissible is because you're not mitkaven. You're not mitkaven. Meaning, the purpose why you're carrying this muktzeh is not for the muktzeh. It's for something that is permissible. When there is no mitkaven, chachamim didn't prohibit it. This is one side to understand. Or, we can understand that be'emet, even if you mitkaven or not mitkaven, is the same problem. But the main point is that if this is considered carrying or not carrying, all the isur of muktzeh is when you carry muktzeh. If this is not the way of carrying muktzeh, because usually when you carry muktzeh, you take both of your hands and you're carrying it, and not throughout another item. Okay, so this chachamim didn't make it asur. Are you going to tell me, but there is some people, they are carrying with another item, so that's why chachamim said, "Letzorech davar mutar," only when there is a need for the thing that is not muktzeh, then it's going to be permissible. Those are the two sides of the svara, and we're going to see a very big nafkamina halakha l'maaseh in a few more minutes. I would like to jump with you to the Gemara of Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara writes, Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. There is a Mishnah, the Mishnah that is writing regarding straw that is on top of the bed. And you want to use the bed, or you want to use the straw as part of the bed. So say the Mishnah, Akash al gabe amita, lo yina'anenu beyado, you're not supposed to move it with your hands, but ela mina'aneo begufo. Meaning, you're allowed to go with your own body and to move it. And here there is machloket. Machloket, how to understand this Mishnah. Machloket the Ran and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, why it's mutar to move it with your body? Say the Rosh, all the concept of tiltul min atzad, that there is a difference if it's a tzorech davar mutar or not, applies when you're moving it with another item. And there is your hand moving it. But when it's your body moving the muktzeh, this is not considered at all muktzeh. You're not carrying. We're going back to this Sevara. The Rosh is understanding the whole sugya. The main point is, are you carrying muktzeh or you're not carrying muktzeh? According to the Rosh, if you're moving with your body, this is not considered carrying and therefore it's mutar. And the Rosh is mechadesh, when you're moving with your own body, even if you're doing it with the purpose of the muktzeh, it will be mutar. Why? That's not the way of carrying. That's the Sevara of the Rosh. The Ran understands the whole Mishnah over there. No, he says, you know why you're allowed to move it with your body? Because your whole purpose is to use it for something permissible, to go and sleep in that bed. But if in your mind is to use it for the muktzeh, it will be prohibited even though you are moving it with the body. So we have a very big nafkamina over here, halakha l'maaseh, when I'm moving a muktzeh on Shabbat, with my leg, with my other parts of my body, and the whole purpose of moving the muktzeh is for the muktzeh, if it's permissible or not. Machloket Rishonim, Rosh and Ran. According to the Ran, Asur. According to the Rosh, Mutar and Halakha L'maaseh. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is posek, like the Rosh. There it's Mutar to move the muktzeh with the body. Now, all these, so we're getting to the following conclusion. When I'm having, let's say, the cell phone on top of the bed, and I want to move the cell phone from the bed, if we're following the Shulchan Aruch, obviously. So what I'm going to do is, I have few options. Or to move it with my body, and therefore there is no isur. Or the question will be, to pick up the blanket and to let it fall. Correct? The problem is that most of us, or especially the ones that are carrying an expensive phone, yeah, they don't want to leave the blanket. Yeah, the phone is going to broke, and you will have to pay a lot of money. So the question is, there is, if it's mutar to pick up the whole blanket with the phone on and to get closer to the ground and then to let it fall on that.
Isn't it klishe melachta le'isur
v'hetter? Oh, so I'm going to get to this point, if it's klishe melachta le'isur or not. I just want to jump to the Gemara, that kuf mem bet amud bet, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, ha'even she'al pi'a chavit. I have a stone on top of a chavit. How do you say chavit in English?
Barrel.
Okay, you have a stone on top of a barrel. Mate atzida ve'inofelet. You have to push it, to shake it, and let it fall. By the way, most of the poskim understand this Mishnah that all the concept of tiltul min atzad, even the tzorech devar amutad that is permissible, is only when you don't have the option to shake it. If you have the option first to shake the item and to let it fall, the mukteh, you're not allowed to carry. That's how pshat of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says, "Aita ben achaviot." If I have this barrel with the stone on top, and there is a lot of barrels around, and if I'm going to shake it, the stone is going to fall and can break one of the barrels, so I don't want to damage. So said the Mishnah, "Magbia umata atzida." Then you're allowed to pick up the barrel and to let fall the stone. So lichora, we understand from here the what? That you are allowed to pick up the whole item and to go closer to the ground and to let it fall. And the truth is that this is not a raya. Why not? This Mishnah is talking that what is my own purpose? Why am I moving all this? For the barrel. I'm not moving it for the stone. Over here, when I'm picking up the blanket, why am I picking up the blanket? Because I don't want to break the phone. If it wasn't because of not breaking, I just, you know, shake it and let it fall. The reason why you're picking it up is because you don't want to break it. Meaning, is the tzorech, the mukze. So it will be asur be'emet. So here, I would like to touch your point. If a cell phone is considered, which type of mukze the cell phone is considered? If it's considered klishe menachto li'isur or not? Al panav, lichvara, will be klishe menachto li'isur. The question will be, which type of phone it is? If you're having a kosher phone, and Baruch Hashem, you know, it's a phone that how much can cost? And but some there are some type of phones that are very expensive. But not only the expensive point over here is what is the way of using this phone? So usually, even if there are people that are giving the phone to the kids to play, if the phone doesn't have a cover, and then the kid is a small kid that doesn't know how to use the phone, you're going to be on top of the kid. Meaning, it's a type of item that a person is makpid to use it only for his use. So the truth is that I asked two different dayanim, one of them in Eretz Israel, and the other one here, Rabbi Hetzel. I asked him today, and I told him, I asked him, what is considered an iPhone or a very expensive phone, how it's considered, if it's considered klishe melachto le'isur, or mukze mechamat chisaron kis. If it is klishe melachto le'isur, letzorech gufo mechomo mutar. There's no isur. But if it's mukze mechamat chisaron kis, you're not allowed to move it. So the Dayan in Eretz Yisrael told me, I'm sorry?
What's an iPhone?
He told me not. Okay. So the Dayan in Eretz Yisrael said, bepashtut, yeah, it's not considered mukze mechamat chisaron kis. Why not? He says, mukze mechamat chisaron kis is something that usually you leave it, you know, in a certain place, you don't touch it. You're so makpid on it, you don't touch it. Today, our cell phones, yeah, the people are using it all the time for work, for, you know, for everything they use it. Therefore, he holds that it's not considered chisaron kis, and it's considered klishe melachto le'isur. And if it's considered klishe melachto le'isur, it's going to be mutar to move it with your hands. You don't have to carry the whole blanket with your hands, you can move it. I asked Rabbi Hachol and he told me no. He says, ma pitom? Again, the Svarai said, at the end of the day, you're not going to give it to your kid. Even this, the classic case of chisaron kis is the sakin of shechita, right? Or the sakin of mila. There are mo'adim that are having 20 milot per day. They use it all the time. And still it's considered cliche, mukze machamat chisaron kis. Therefore, according to Rabbi Hachuel, he said, Be'emet, it will be asur to move this item. Now, what will be the way that I can imagine, if you don't want to break your phone, to move it? So, in this case, it will be, so obviously, if you're going to put a pillow under, there is a problem of mevatat v'mechano, right? But if you put the pillow in a way that it's not going to be over there all the time, it's just going to touch the pillow and then it's going to fall to the ground, that's the kulam is going to be mutar. Why? We learned that from the sugya of the Efrochim, the small birds that they were jumping on the stairs, that it's not considered because they're not going to be there constantly, and therefore that will be the best way to carry it without any problem. Okay? I think we'll